Grabbing on my ass is a problem. Yep. Bought me a drink and you got some. Wanna hit this ass cause it's awesome. Yeah. Flashing your cash, boy, I got some. No credit, nigga, no car, nigga. I wanna ride or die, not a walk or die, nigga. Now leave a bitch alone cause I'm feeling kinda stressed. I told your ass before, damn nigga, is you pressed? Bitch, press, nigga, you press.
No, I have a question for everyone. I guess it's kind of related to today's topic, but does everyone, or yeah, do you guys have, or do you guys think that there's teachers out there that should not be teaching in class? Like, is there anyone?
See, there, bitch, I can't believe you're asking that one. And, bitch, and I don't know if you can answer it yourself, motherfucker. Hello. He asking questions, bitch. That I don't know.
Yeah, well, I want to know if everyone on here feels that.
Okay, raise your hand and go first. Someone's go first.
Woman.
Hold on.
Paula, please.
Open it up.
Hold on.
1 year.
Paula, go. Paula, please go. Paula.
I've been teaching. And she had a shit ton of people in her classes. And I've been teaching. I was studio for 5 years. And I'm slept on like a motherfucker. I'm going to admit.
Can you plug your class?
I have my little following. And it's growing. I teach at like 6 different fucking places too.
Okay.
Go ahead. Can you plug your class real quick? Can you?
Yeah, please. Yeah, so that we can plug.
We plugged it. We plugged it. Okay, go ahead, Paula. Wait, hold on.
Paula is raising her hand like we in class and shit. Paula. Paula, hold on. Everyone be quiet for just 1 second, and then let Paula talk, because you know what? I rarely have this bitch in my presence, and I want to hear her opinion, because she's got some strong opinions as usual. Paula, unmute yourself, girl, because we put everyone on mute. Bitch, konnichiwa.
Hi,
okay, go ahead, girl.
I teach lots of youth. I work mainly youth all week long, all the youth, all the time. And I think that, like, the content of what you teach is important, and people will go to classes dependent on that. But teachers and the way they facilitate is something that's, like, a really strong skill that you need to have, because people, like, it doesn't matter how good of a dancer you are if you cannot facilitate and hold space, yes. Right? And then... but you have to also have something to teach as well, right? So it goes both ways. But facilitation is super, super important.
But Paula, on your point, Paula, and also Amy, you when Daniel said, are there teachers out there that should be teaching? You were like this, yep.
Yeah. Oh my God!
So, girl, again, Amy, real quick though, but that's your opinion, right?
Yeah, see, yeah, she's got her opinion,
you know.
Yeah,
that's our point, girl. So that's your opinion.
Where's the positivity?
The positivity, what?
If everyone thinks that they're a teacher or they're a dancer, and you're telling them, oh, okay, yeah, everyone, the question was, should some dance teachers not be teaching? There was a lot of people that said yes. There are those teachers that they're probably talking about that be like, that's negative. That's not positive to me. Mm. Where is that dance community love? If that's their love and that's what they love to do, where is that positivity?
So then when does it become about the student?
Exactly.
Like, ooh, bitch. Bitch, when does it come about the student? I don't know, because I always try to make it about the student, at least in my eyes.
We say boom, and I think that it should be about the student, but when we're talking about I do photography, no shade, I do classes, that's an experience. An experience isn't always for the student. It's what you want to put on. So if you're putting content out there of choreography, where I work with youth too, Paula, I'm with you. I work with youth all day, every day. And me my too. Goal is to make sure I find a connection between my hip-hop culture and what I grew up in and what they're growing up in now. And
yes!
To make sure they are learning some history.
TikTok.
Also, because they're getting that modern flavor of hip-hop. Because it's about them. It's not about me anymore.
Yes.
But when you step into those different realms of you're auditioning students to be in a show, I mean, those are different rules.
Yeah.
I mean, the quality of the type of student that you want to produce is definitely, right? Like, we all grew up dancing with Alan. Like, I've been dancing with Alan since I was 15 years old, and I still come take class, and I love him. And like Freddie said,
oh my God.
Grew up, like, it's...
But not everyone fucks with Alan, though. Just like Amy said. Amy's like, well, I heard some shit about Alan, and that's
and
okay.
I'm totally fine with it, girl. But come experience this shit yourself, yeah. baby. Okay?
Go, Kara. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I want you to. Okay?
Come on. Go. Here comes. Hold on. Here comes Kara.
Okay. The mic. The original question Dan asked was, should all teachers be teaching?
Yes.
Here's the thing. Are we teaching to train, or are we teaching to hold a class?
Because
and I think that's where the difference lies. There are classes for training. Specifically, you go to these fucking classes to train. Then there are classes because I made up some cute fucking choreo, and I want y'all to learn it so we can all be cute. There's a difference.
On Instagram and TikTok.
So, okay. So should certain teachers be teaching to train? Hell no. Can you teach because you have a class and you hold good space in terms of your energy is good and people love you and they want to come and, you know, commune with you? Sure. A lot of people can do that. Whether it's a class of 10 people or 50, it doesn't matter in that regard. But the question should be, should all teachers be teaching to train? And the answer is hell fucking no.
Hell no.
Okay. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Every teacher has their lane of who they are. Directing to, because some people might be like, oh, well, I'm going to get the mothers who are in the house and we're going to try to be cute and shit. You know what I'm saying? But then you have the dancers like, oh, nigga, I'm moving to LA in the next couple of months and I need to get that shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So with me and how I put my class across, it's more geared on trying to have fun. I don't give a fuck if you're even doing the choreography wrong. I just want you to have fun. And that's all I want. And that's not for every dancer, because every dancer's trying to get the newest shit and all that. Well, bitch, I've always been the shit. Okay? With that being said, I just want you to come and get the Allen experience and wherever the fuck that is for you.
Yeah.
Okay?
And I don't think our platform's that big where people are listening to us and be like, oh, I'm going to take their opinion and run with it.
Yeah, and just run with
people
it.
People hate us. They're going to
take
okay.
that shit, motherfucking pluck their teeth with a toothpick and figure out what the fuck they're going to do next. Yeah. And that's all that
like
is.
The Hell on Heels, bitch. Julia, I just met that
Hell's on Heels.
I
are you here?
I just met that bitch at DMSF.
Yes, right?
I've never seen that bitch in my life, and I saw that bitch on stage. I was like, who is that fish on stage? And then, oh, that's one thing. Lexi said something about a pregnant girl. I don't remember us talking shit about no pregnant bitch.
Wait. Okay. I think one of the girls in the group was pregnant from the Hell's on Heels. I would never dog a pregnant woman out. I love the underdog of a dancer.
I love the
underdog of a dancer. And I think, like, if a pregnant bitch is on stage getting her life,
bitch
I want to be right next to her motherfucking ass looking pregnant too. Bitch, you know what I'm saying? Because, bitch, we can match each other. You know what I'm saying? Because, bitch, I look like I'm motherfucking overdue. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But Lex, I would never like put another female down, and
that's one thing.
I
said not
that episode, a previous episode?
Who,
what girl? The fuck? Lex, girl, where you at? I don't see your face no more. Okay,
what
there you go.
What episode? Go ahead, girl.
Where'd you go? Okay, because like okay, maybe I had a moment of talking about someone, but like I'm not one to like be putting motherfuckers down and shit if they not like really giving it they all. Now, there was some people on the stage, the last damn SF, that like didn't totally
put their thought
give
yep.
me the performance that they should have gave, because I know they got followers. And if you got followers,
no, we weren't.
Oh my God, I love her. I love her and her fucking fine ass man. Honey.
Hold on. Go ahead. BB, go ahead, BB. What?
Yes, she was, but she was still killing it. Okay?
She was still killing. She was, wait, I follow her. Vibe with me. I follow her, and I follow all her pregnant stuff, and I was looking at her like, girl, you go, that baby gonna come out dancing the way she giving it. And you know what I'm saying? Like, because there was her that was pregnant, and then another girl in New York who I follow named Sarah that was pregnant too. And I was looking at them both like, damn, how in the fuck fuck are they dancing still? And so, they got this fucking extra pound of motherfucking in their body and still giving it life because they was working it harder than me. And now I don't understand how Vibe with Me gets on the floor and she's still pregnant, rolling around with a pork bun in her motherfucking body. Now I'm gonna give that bitch props.
And we
personally
never said shit about her.
I love her. Yeah. I do. I love her. I love
what
she
did. No, we never did.
And I love did. What she about.
I never heard you talk
we
about
her. We never said
I was going to say, Alan didn't have...
I don't know her.
Alan didn't have plenty...
I don't know her personally.
I never met her in my life.
I was going to say, Alan didn't have plenty of pregnant people come to his class and dance.
Plenty of pregnant people!
Up to 8 months, you're old. Like 8 months.
Some bitch lost her water up in the class.
Ever since I was on Culture Shock back in the day when we were Culture Shock, San Francisco, we had another girl dancing with us that came from San Diego. Her name was Cheyenne, and she danced until she had her baby. And like, ever since I saw that back in like the 90s, was the thing like, oh, every pregnant woman can get their life. Yeah. And if a woman is pregnant and getting their life, there's no reason why I can't. Yeah. So it was motivation for my fat ass because I'm looking like I'm 2 years overdue. Okay?
Let's try 6 years.
Daniela performed with us in Mind Over Matter pregnant.
Who?
Wait, who did?
Danielle.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, you're right. Danielle was pregnant. Bitch, take me back, because, bitch, I feel totally forgot.
Let's wrap this up real quick. We've been at this almost for 2 hours. So,
bitch, that's okay.
Real quick, so our platform, hold on, what?
Go to the comments.
We have some comments. People have some comments. Kara. Go ahead, Kara, come on. Well, you're oversized. Oh,
here she come with her computer and her blanket. Look like something from out of Star Wars and come shit. Come on. You know?
Come on, Yoda. Let's go, bitch.
Okay, so going back a little bit. Amy.
All right, I can't hear you.
Oh, bitch, talk in the mic, bitch. Talk in the mic.
Okay, Amy said for me, choreo isn't important because my class, I work on technique. I teach dance terms. Muy importante.
Dance terms. Like, bitch, you know what that means.
Passe, bitch.
Releve, passe, motherfucking attitude in different ways, right? Okay, bitch, thank you.
Leary said yes, and I think people need to title their shit accordingly. All classes are not the same.
True.
Am I here for foundation, technique, or to hoo-ha?
Exactly.
Oh,
so
she meant go off.
But no, it's true. Like, if you're going to have a class, make sure you're attentive. Your outcome, the goal of the class is supposed to be on that motherfucking flyer.
Yes.
At least
yes,
it's there on the open. Okay, this is my...
Like, this is what I'm doing exactly. And if you have any other questions, bitch, hit me up because maybe I'm not the bitch for you.
Because, So let's go and wrap this up real quick. Leah Beebe, yes. But no, so back to us real quick because it is our podcast and we're controlling this shit. Our job is here not to be bullies, okay? One thing, I want to be clear on that. I don't think I'm going to
I've been bullied.
I'm a fucking fat. I'm a faggot. So there we go.
And a faggot.
And a faggot. She fat.
A faggot.
There we go. She got double whammy there, girl. But the thing is that when it comes down to it, when it comes to dance, we are passionate about it, and that's something that we want everyone to be passionate about. Daniel, hold on, bitch. I'm gonna tell you in a minute, girl. Let me get my point across, bitch.
Okay, go ahead. Wait. Let me just say something. I have been in this dance community for so long and seen it. You can't hear me, bitch. What the fuck do you mean you can't hear me? Oh, now you can hear me?
Okay.
Thank you, Amy. Okay, look. So let me just say that I've been in this dance community before it was even a dance community. Literally, when I started dancing, which was back in high school, and I progressed into like having to perform at like summer festivals, there wasn't much going on. And literally our dance community was all Filipino, straight up. Motherfucking synagogue all the way fucking through. There were no motherfucking white people. There were no other fucking black people. It was fucking Asians. Okay? And it was motherfucking Asians from motherfucking San Jose all the way to the fucking San Francisco Daly City, where it was the king of fucking Asians. Now, listen. I had, in my thought, the baddest bitches in the motherfucking bay, okay? And watching it grow from just all Asian community and then expanding it more into having other diverse groups coming up like Universal Movements. They were all based out of Mount Eden, which is in Hayward. And they brought a whole another flavor. And then there was motherfucking Corey Action Harrison,
yep,
which is motherfucking New Style Motherload. And they held that shit down. The first all-black company, yep, in the fucking Bay that fucking rep it, that rep shit so fucking hard in their own style.
Yep.
Just how Missy had her own style. They were that for the Bay. And then I adapted myself into Culture Shock, which was a whole nother dance realm. They didn't know what was going on with the Filipino side until I got in that group with all the other fucking white people that was doing the motherfucking Bay Club shit and that was thought they was doing the shit because we were sponsored by Nike. I motherfucking connected that Nike shit to the community shit. Because I was the link, and I take that, and I will own that motherfucking shit, okay? No, bitch, pull out your pants and take these motherfucking notes, okay? Now, as that grew, and I connected that shit with Corey and all that shit, I saw that shit build and saw the community all come together as a fucking melting pot. Okay? I saw that shit. So that gives me the motherfucking PhD, the motherfucking degree to say this shit is right and this shit is wrong. Because I've seen a lot of shit that was right and wrong. Okay? So my stats go back to motherfucking 1990-something. Okay, bitch? Because I graduated in 93 and that shit started popping right then and there. Okay, because we have Fiesta Filipina, Fiesta Islands, and then that shit evolved to involving everybody else. And everybody said, oh, what's this over here? Oh, what's this over here? Oh, bitch, let me introduce you. I did that. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you that.
And again, you know, every time, just think about like, the whole bully bullshit.
Though? I don't put the fucking throw that in everyone's face, though. Because you don't. I don't. Even from being on So You Think You Can So You Think You Can Dance? I don't throw that in people's face. I have never thrown that and said, oh, bitch, I'm on the show. Let me in the club early. No, bitch. I was the one that waited in line like every motherfucking other individual because I don't see myself as something better than the next bitch. And I'm opposed to my opinion because I've watched this community grow and I've seen it go through all the motherfucking changes. From gentrification, motherfucking dancing, to motherfucking saying, oh, we're doing an urban hip-hop dance. Or we're doing, what the fuck is the urban shit, bitch? It's all motherfucking hip hop, bitches. Don't try to retitle that shit and motherfucking gentrification that shit. Bitch, it's one motherfucking thing. If you don't know the fucking lifestyle, bitch, don't motherfucking try it. Straight the fuck up.
And that's why Heels Class came up, because everyone.
And there's so many Heels Classes that. I'm a gay boy that has never danced in heels. Never in my life I would put them on. Okay, never. But bitch, I have choreographed some shit and I've had bitches tell me, Alan, that's not possible or that is. And I listen to that because I'm a motherfucking choreographer and I'm a creator. So you listen to what the fuck your dancers are telling you if you're a smart bitch. Okay? Now, I've choreographed many heels pieces, and bitches have done it, and bitches have not done it. Right, BB? Because, bitch, you've been in motherfucking heels, too. And you're like, what the fuck is this bitch thinking? Bitch, get a plug in my mind like motherfucking, what is that movie with motherfucking Keanu Reeves?
Oh, Matrix?
Matrix, bitch. Plug the fuck in, okay? And you can see what the fuck is running through my head. But I've always listened to you and said, maybe this will work and this won't work. Okay, but I've always pushed you. All right, now I'm not a gay bitch that been in heels, but I know what the fuck, and I think I have the best idea of what will work and what won't work.
And what looks okay? good and what doesn't look good. Yeah,
and
yeah.
What looks good and what doesn't look good. Now, don't be mad about my thoughts and stuff. I am here to help you grow, and we can have a kiki off camera
yeah.
and off with the shit and really have a fucking relationship because yeah. I do want to make you better. I don't want to motherfucking put you down and make you feel like you motherfucking under the dirt or like you got an ostrich head under the fucking dirt
yeah.
waiting to get dug back up. I'm not that bitch. Okay, but I am that bitch that wants to make you feel better. Okay, I want to make you grow. But I am a bitch, but I'm a nice bitch.
But yeah,
okay?
but that's the thing about like if yes. you, right? But no, when it comes down to it, our intent here is not to bully, not to put people down. That's not our intent. Our intent is to make you better. Oh, and if it, and if our job is to put a fire into your ass to make you better, then bitch, go out and do it. Now, if you really want to know our opinion on bullshit and how you really what how you really should have did shit or how you should have did better, come to us. Like Daniel, we told Daniel, Groove was horrible at one point, and y'all got better. And y'all got better and better. And I was completely honest with y'all motherfuckers. I'm like,
for real, Groove was a group that I was like, okay, they need to find their motherfucking Groove. Oh, they Daniel find that shit.
It's not, his, okay, it's not a Daniel show.
You found that fuck shit Daniel. In Oakland, bitch. Finally, bitch. Okay. Motherfucker.
But no. 10 years,
what?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
It took us 10 years, but we found it.
It takes time.
It takes time.
It takes time. But it takes patience and it takes passion.
Girl, that's Kurt. Okay. So why are you mad about that? If you are upset because we said about you or, you know, about how you dance, what's the point of that in the first place then? Why are you so mad then? Or why are you upset about the fact? But you're not, though.
She said she's not. Keep checking the chats, girl. Keep checking the chats.
I'm not asking for your opinion. So our job is to introduce the girl, okay?
Introduce,
girl.
Introduce.
Yeah, why did you start dancing in the first place, Amy? Yeah, she's been dancing for the track. Yeah. So again, I don't want Amy or you know Lexi. I understand that's your ride or die. Lexi's your ride or die girl. I love it. I love that you're
ride or die. You're gonna ride or die for your bitch all the way. I love it. Even after this.
Because you know what? I'm the same with Alan. I'm the same fucking way. This is my BFF for like 10, 20 years. Girl, I get it, girl. Trust me, I get it. You know, but again, we're not here to put you down as a choreographer, as a dancer. We just had an opinion about your video. Now in person, it can be a whole different ball game. Come to your class somewhere. We'll come watch your class. Okay, girl. Yeah, sickening. Love it. Sickening. But again, I don't want you to think that we're like bullying you or that we're putting you down because that's not the intent here.
Jason,
the intent is not to pull you down. Yes,
Jason,
go ahead.
At the end of the day, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is. So you don't have to keep on explaining on what you and what you weren't what you weren't trying to convey at the end of the day. So let's move this shit on, okay? If she says if she don't give a fuck, this doesn't even need to be a conversation from the beginning of this podcast.
Done, girl. If she don't give a fuck, then what's the point then?
Oh my God.
If she don't give a fuck.
No, Lex kept it real.
I'm unmuted. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go.
Yeah, go ahead. I can hear you.
Yes. Okay. Wait. You said something a second ago. No, I was being quiet. You said something a second ago about me addressing me.
Who, me?
Oh, if I had a problem about you guys saying about how I dance.
Yeah.
Something like that. I was just addressing it. I'm just taking this opportunity to be here again. I'm gonna keep saying this. I'm gonna take this opportunity to be here and talk about it, so y'all can keep listening to my voice and hear my face, hear my opinion. And yeah, I do be tired. I do be dancing lazy and sloppy because I go to the gym and work out, and I'm working
girl.
On my choreography. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is.
You know,
I don't post video for perfection. I post video because I'm like, well, shit, this is what I did today. It is what it is.
You know what? At the end of the day, like I said, it doesn't even matter because you said you don't care because you said you don't give a fuck about nobody's opinion. Lexi said she give a fuck, so I feel that because I would have given. I told I would be riding down for my friend like that too, off top. But at the end of the day, if she does not care, this should not be a conversation no more. Period.
As friends, y'all should be on the same page because she's like, Lexi.
I
want to
say something.
Ooh! Wait, Lexi, I need. Hold on. Hold on. Lexi, go ahead, girl. Go ahead.
Teaching right now.
That wasn't Lexi.
Lexi, wait.
That wasn't Lexi.
Not Lexi, I'm sorry.
Who said
Julia.
That?
Julia.
Not Lexi, girl.
Julia, did you say that?
She's been talking a lot. That's why. Go ahead, Julia.
No. I said everyone teaches heels classes, but a lot of teachers aren't still offering classes online. Some are, some aren't. I'm just thinking of a specific group of people right now.
Yeah, who are not teaching online because they're not about their shit. They're just doing the whole for the clout.
Here comes this bitch.
But before you got, this heels community even got big.
Hold on.
A bitch was teaching in Hayward back in 2012, 2010.
In heels?
Yes. So as far as, I don't know what group Julia's talking about. I'm not a part of a group, so I know we ain't talking about me.
But I
think that there's something to be said, number one, because I'm not going to be sitting up here. I have my own business. Let's be very clear about that.
Idell Beauty, right?
She will hook up your vagina, bitch. Yeah. She waxed my pussy
and,
twice.
And it's a business that's physical and standing. So I have to still maintain my shit whether there's a quarantine or not. I don't have time to get online to be teaching classes all the time.
What about you, girl?
But it's the truth. Because at the end of the day, if we're saying the real ones, which is what was said, the real ones are still teaching. Just because I'm not still teaching don't mean I'm not real. And that goes for a lot of the other teachers who haven't had time to do that in the Bay Area or at wherever else. I think it's an unfair statement to say, Julia, no shade, but I don't agree with you.
But so maybe she can rephrase the statement. So
full-time is my only job, so I'm like, fuck, I need to teach to make money.
I don't have any
income. I wasn't talking about you. I respect you, definitely.
Hold on, Kara, listen to this.
Dancer or teachers, but I'm like, you love to teach all the time, but like, when we're home now with not much to do, not saying that I don't know their life, you know.
Correct.
Like,
I'm not, yeah.
You should be at home creating.
They're not offering classes when, I don't know.
Nobody's not creating. Nobody ever said that everybody's at home stagnant, not creating. Yeah. They're just not sharing their current creation.
Because we're going to talk shit about it and people don't put it online.
Well, that's not even it. Some people live in homes that don't allow them to teach a virtual class. Some people don't have access to studios. Some people sometimes creatives gain these mental blocks, right? Yeah. When shit goes down. And now I don't have the mental fucking capacity to create right now. It's a creative process, right? So we should be respecting each other and what we're capable of doing and not capable of doing in this time.
But, okay.
Go ahead, Erica Badu.
Yes, honey. Oh, my. Okay. Yes, I love it. No, I love the black girl magic. I love it. But no, so on that note, so all these, for a while, there's about 15,000 heels classes in the Bay Area.
All over
the Bay Area.
But that just burst late.
Now, yeah, it did. Yeah. It came out a little later. Then all of a sudden, everyone is like, oh, I want to wear heels. I want to start teaching heels.
Sure.
So that was our thing with the whole conversation with heels classes in the first place was there's too many fucking heels
classes.
There's
so many heels classes.
There's too many
classes.
Everyone thinks, oh, guess what? Like Amy said, I want to jump on this hyphiness too. I want to jump on this bandwagon and make some coinage off of that. Vogue bitch, voguing and whacking, because there's motherfuckers that teach us somewhere, I'm not going to say the name, that we whacking, that's whack as fuck. But voguing too, yeah, same thing. Bitch, y'all know what I'm talking about. But I understand that whole aspect of it, but can you teach as a teacher, as a heels teacher though? Why are you still teaching if you can't teach in heels?
Because I'm not going to go take a bunch of, maybe three Afrofusion classes, and all of a sudden, I'm teaching Afrofusion for the next 3 months in my class.
I'm not going to teach hip-hop.
Oh, bitch, no.
Exactly.
Because I ain't got the technique and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I might be able to fake it till I make it, but is it worth trying to charge people something to learn for something that I really not familiar with?
Ooh, that's a good one. Crickets. See, look at
crickets. Are you addressing this to me?
No,
just to everybody. Amy girl, to everybody.
Not you, girl, all the time,
this,
girl.
One, two, three, this hella screens, girl. Everybody.
There's more dances on here, girl. Girl.
You know what? Oh, my God.
I love it.
Don't make it about me.
No, girl, ain't about you. Girl, no.
See, that's the problem. Stop. Everything ain't about you, girl. You better quit.
Amy is a Virgo. Everything is about
a Virgo.
Oh, that's what she put the song. It's all about me. And our statement on what's 5678? Not just you, everyone else.
Daniel ain't got his hands up. He got his head down because he drinking something. Bitch.
A while ago, sorry.
Oh, girl,
you're done, Daniel. What? Okay, you're done. Okay.
No, Daniel. What did you have to say, please?
Go, Daniel. Go.
No, that was from like an hour ago.
Well,
oh, bitch. What the fuck?
Bitch, better go, BB.
BB, did you have something to say?
Sorry.
Go ahead, BB. Go ahead.
From the video. I'm sorry. I was literally just dancing the Maya video.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you dumb retarded home.
My girl, Paula looked like she got something on her mind.
Go, Paula.
Paula, please say something. Oh, look, and she didn't say nothing. She was like, I was cutting cookies.
Larry, we got to say this. We got to say
I got to tie-dye some shirts with Bella in a second.
Okay, kid. Oh, that's a good story. Tell the parties. Larry, you got something to say, girl?
Wait, who was that in the corner? Oh, that's...
I think at the end of the day, like, Kara put it so beautifully when she said, it's all about your intention. I think the reason why, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the reason why Jason and Alan kind of spoke the way they did is because for them, they're looking at it from a different lens, right? They're looking at it from a technique lens. They're looking at it from, like, training, foundation lens. And it's super easy when you're looking at something from that lens to be very critical of it, right? So I think for me, moving forward with everyone, if it's possible that everyone just kind of say what it is you want people to get out of your class in the title of your class. Does that make sense? Like, for instance, Kara, who I love with all my heart, she's been training with Aisha Francis for over almost five years. You know what I mean? Like, she has all of this training behind her belt.
Yeah.
And so in regards to you, Amy, I don't know you, but I think you're beautiful and your story is so beautiful and you should keep doing what you're doing. But I think also too, knowing that, like, you have this college dance background, which is great. And that also, you know, helps your heels technique as well. I think just being really clear about what people are learning, all of that, as much as you can, because there are teachers out here that are just teaching confidence, right? They're just teaching empowerment in the heel. So I think just being really clear about your intention in class and to the point where people can't come, you know what I mean? Because it's like, well, if I'm supposed to just learn confidence in this class and that's what I'm learning, then why are you coming? You know, like, you have no basis to stand on if you feel as though people are coming for you. But keep doing what you're doing. I mean, it's like they kept saying it's working. People are paying for it. You know, it clearly has some traction and it has some give. So someone's opinion, as hard as it is to not give in to the opinions, because once you put yourself out there, you put yourself out there to be criticized. Just keep pushing. You know what I mean? And this is all part of your story at the end of the day, you know, part of your testimony, as a lot of people say, you know, that you felt this and this and that, but look at where you ended up, you know? And I think just taking I think they're coming from a place of just walk, like, it's oversaturated. The Bay is oversaturated, point blank, period. You can't fight with that.
Look at me.
So now that it's oversaturated, we now are looking at people with magnifying glasses.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And, like, really trying to see, like, what is it that people are learning at these classes, because everyone feels as though they can teach these classes, you know? And it kind of, like, goes back to the whole thing they had someone on weeks ago about it. For those of us that have been in the Bay, the BBs, the Dan, the Allens that have been here for years, they feel invalidated. You know what I mean? It's like, how dare you just learn dance for a year and then think that you can, you know, because then everything that I put in, that I've worked hard for, that I, all of this, you completely invalidated it through the use of this, blah, blah, blah. So I think, like, it's that balance, right, of trying to say that, like, well, yeah, you put it on the balance all the years, but yet I'm still learning, I'm still grinding, and this is a way for me to find my voice, right, is to teach and to do all these things, which I think is really important. And I think just being mindful of all of these things and knowing that it's a dance and knowing that, like, it's a tango, essentially, you know, there's going to be a little give and there's going to be a little take. But that's okay, you know, and that's all going to be all right. And I think also, too, for me, in hearing this conversation, I think just really being mindful about these, like, no shade to anyone, but these intensives, like, when you call yourself an intensive, me growing up in Nevada, the culture shock family, all of that, if you're going to do an intensive, I don't necessarily correlate a photography or video aspect of that, which I understand is a new thing. It's something that we're all, you know, being a part of, which is really great. But I think making the focus, as Lex mentioned, that, you know, sometimes in the workshop, they don't even get to the shoot or they don't get to the video, but really trying to make sure that the technique and the foundation that you're teaching is the prime focus. You know what I mean? And I think just really making sure that we aren't, because, and this is no shade on you, this is another teacher who I've had to have a sit down talk with and told her to her face that she is doing a terrible disservice to the Bay Area for her heels classes, because for whatever reason, she wants to cut her students, you know, learning in half and teach them in 50 minutes and film her
40
minutes.
Okay.
Never again. Okay. So that to me, like hearing that around already pisses me off so much because it's like, well, what am I paying for?
Yep.
50, you know, at the end of the day. And I think just not letting this, like, I understand the right now in the Bay, that's the thing, right? Are these package deals of learning choreography, filming it, getting a headshot, getting a video, or a video, which is like, great. It's all inclusive, all of that. But if you really think about it, and I sat down with said teacher, I'm sure you can figure out who it is now, and asked her what her process is and all of that, and finding out that like everything is just cut so quickly and happens so fast to where true learning doesn't get to happen because it's sacrificed for the pace of the video. It's sacrificed for the photography. Yep. And that's just not fair.
Okay.
It's just not fair.
Okay.
And it's true. You know what I mean?
Let
so
me, yeah.
Be mindful of all of that. Sorry, yeah. I can go.
No, Illyri, I was piggybacking off of that, but that's my point. Well, I think that's a lot of people's point. Like, what are you teaching? Are you teaching an Instagram moment, or are you teaching a dance class?
Amy, yeah,
that's what it is. It's okay.
She says on her flyers that it is heels.
Yeah. So I think just like I said, it's a tango. It's a tango. Unfortunately, and you'll maneuver it. It's totally maneuverable. And the beautiful thing about you right now in the Bay, and I could be wrong because I don't know everybody, but the beautiful thing is that from what I can see, it's yours. It's original. You know what I mean?
Like, it works for you.
I don't see very many big girls of your size doing this in the Bay. And like I said, I could be wrong. Like, don't call for me. I don't check on everybody. But you know what I mean? Like, it's special to you. And just continuing to make it yours, whatever that needs to be.
Yeah. Bitch, yes, honey. Illyri just spoke and preached and took the church.
Yes, girl.
Bitch, I got the Holy Ghost first. 2 seconds, girl. Yes. God damn it. Bye, girl. Okay. So.
I have to say something, guys.
Okay.
Here you go.
Who's saying?
I hella cut out last time because a bitch can't never keep her phone fully charged. Phone died. I tried to catch it, but I couldn't find the charger. I already said in the chat, I just want to say I really appreciate the invitation. This has been very productive for me. It's been very educational for me. I've talked to a lot of people that I've never seen before, including y'all too. I really do appreciate this. I do believe that we have to all have different opinions. We're all our own people. We all think different things as artists. We see things completely different. You know, I don't consider myself a dancer. I mean, I danced from about the time I was 5 to 18 and then stopped completely and went the visual arts route and photography. So I'm definitely not taking a stance as a dancer in this at all. I will say that maybe as a student, okay. But not a dancer or a teacher, educator, dance educator. Okay. So. I do have to part ways though. I got some work to do.
But no, that's okay, girl.
No, it's okay. After this, we can still have a conversation.
Yes, girl. Thank you.
Please.
Thank you.
I absolutely appreciate it. Amy can hold her own with whatever following question.
See, that's having a friend back.
She got it covered. Yeah. But yes, I just want to say thank you to everybody. I appreciate all the opinions. Daniel, no bad blood. No bad blood at all. For everybody who I have not met before, it's nice to meet y'all. You call me Lex.
We all know Daniel's just organized anyway.
Whatever y'all want to promote, if y'all have businesses during this fucked up time, send it to me because I will shout you out. I will promote you. I will buy product if you have products.
That's ideal beauty.
Buy products. Oh my gosh.
If you guys are doing live things, definitely just follow. And I'm just happy to, whether or not what our opinions are, how different they are, and all of that, there is a community that we're all a part of. So it's really nice to speak.
Exactly. And there's no reason, regardless of the different opinions we have, there's no reason why as a community that we can't grow together still, because we can.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah. And we're not going to grow having the same opinion. We're going to grow having different opinions so we can help make that stronger.
We just don't sugarcoat shit. You know, the thing about...
So, Lex, I will be, we'll be in contact, girl, because, you know, when we get back into having to be around each other, you have your ass in class, okay? Yeah. You going to be my guest, motherfucker.
I feel it. I'm with it. Collab queen right here.
Okay.
So this is a collab queen, okay?
Okay.
Yes, girl.
Anybody, anytime, anywhere.
So
okay.
So let's go ahead and close this.
All right, y'all.
Bye.
All right, have a good evening,
So real quick, so let's go ahead and close this podcast out real quick, so...
Because we didn't even discuss everything.
We didn't talk about how to show. Yeah.
And that's crazy. I love it.
Which I knew was going to happen. It's okay. So real quick, I just want to put this out there too. Our intent is not to bring no one down. Our intent is not to discourage anyone from being a dancer, to get on stage at Damn SF, to get on stage or put on Instagram. If they are taking our opinions and listening to us saying, I'm not going to do it because they said it, then they shouldn't be doing it in the first place. Plain and simple. Because if you put yourself as a dancer on Instagram or on stage, people are going to talk shit about you regardless, either good or bad, you know, plain and simple. And again, our opinions, may not suit with everyone else's opinions, but again, to be honest, we will tell you the truth.
We're open to talk about it.
And we'll talk about it. And we will tell you what we feel you should improve on as a dancer.
And give you the outlet so that you can express your opinion.
Exactly.
Because... like, there's his story, her story, and then the truth.
Exactly.
You know, there's like three sides to every story. You know what I'm saying? But we want to open it up so that we could all be, have this platform and all talk to each other about our different opinions. And because there's a lot of different opinions out there about what we're all doing.
Yeah.
And maybe there's different opinions that will help us grow so that, you know, we can just be a better person. And that's what we're pretty here for. Amy, of course.
Which we did right now, girl. Sickening, love it. You know?
Yes.
All right, let's go on and move on real quick. So I know we've been going for 2 hours. If y'all want to leave, y'all can leave. If y'all want to stay, y'all can stay.
Just dismissing?
But we're going to continue this conversation because I want to talk about... Okay, you want to talk about this letter or no?
What should we talk about what?
Let's talk about... Okay, Kesha T. Oh, let's talk about Kesha T real quick. Okay, so Freddie might like this one too. So let's move on to Catch the Tea. We had a letter from this young man, though, but we'll go over that
catch
next week.
Catch the Tea? You mean catch the...
Catch the... Girl, look, there's two pages.
This is two
you
pages.
You dumb hoe, there's two pages.
Oh, I'm sorry. We didn't skip the whole... Dumb bitch.
We did have a letter, but you want to go over that real quick? Here, just read it real quick. That's a long one,
huh? Concerned...
What is considered...
Right here.
Yeah, girl. What is considered gay or bi and what's considered just experimenting? Because I talked to some guys and some females... Freddie might get up on this too. They said that, hey, I'm not gay. I just want to try it out. Or, hey, I'm not gay. I just like to dig in the vagina once in a while. Paula, too. Paula likes some pussy once in a while, don't she?
Don't put her pussy out there like that. That was so wrong.
You know what? Bitch. It's okay. You know, people just like who they like. I like people.
Thank you.
Okay.
So do you consider yourself bisexual, gay, or do you consider yourself as a people person?
I mean, I would say that I'm like typically, I'm straight, but like I'll play.
So you're straight, but you'll be gay once in a while?
After a couple of shots?
It's like or maybe I don't want to label myself. I'm not quite sure because I've been in a relationship for so long. So... I think it really is about the person. Like, I get attracted to people and their personality. So it would never be a no because of a gender.
Okay.
How about that?
So you're pansexual, maybe?
Pansexual?
Well, I don't even know.
Is that the fucking term now? Pansexual?
I don't know, but I don't think that I'm...
Freddie, what about you, Freddie?
What's the question?
I'm definitely bi. Like, that's clear.
Oh.
So you are a bisexual. You like the vagina and the dick?
Yes.
Okay.
I guess we'll like that.
What is considered gay and bi? What's considered experimental?
I've never been attracted to a trans person.
Okay.
I particularly like to know exactly what I'm getting into. So I like a very clear... I like men and women.
So what? So a trans person might have that vagina, or they might have
a penis. I've been turned on by a couple of trans people before.
I have too.
Because I thought that they were guys until someone else had to point out, no, bitch, It's the other one.
I'm like, I'll still fuck you.
I mean, damn.
Because I'm a whore?
And these guys were fine so as fuck. And I was so confused. I was like, my gaydar is so off.
Okay, what about with men? So if men were like, yeah, I like getting my dick sucked by boys once in a while, is that considered gay or just experimenting or bi? Or like Paula said, I like to play once in a while.
I think it's hard because there's the double standard.
Exactly. Yes. So Paula, true.
Paula, I love you. Thank
right?
you so
much. It's true. I can name it. There's for sure the double standard. I feel like I would not be labeled, but like a male would be. So I don't know. Like, how do people feel?
To me, look at, if a straight man wants to get his dick sucked, I'll suck your dick. No,
oh, we know that.
Of course.
You know, I'm a hoe.
If a donkey wanted his dick sucked, he gonna suck on the donkey's dick. Trust me.
No, ma'am. Daniel, are you bisexual, Daniel?
That little head went, nah, nigga. nah, nigga.
So do you think, would you mess with a guy that used to mess with girls, or would you mess with a guy that said, hey, I just want to try it out one time? Is that considered gay?
What? Yeah, I would, but do I think that...
he's gay?
A person, right, do I think he's gay? Yeah. But... Also, like for instance, Leslie, she was in a relationship with a woman, but she calls herself straight. So
how that
how
work?
Is that possible?
I don't know.
Like people who are in relationships with one sex over time, and then in between those relationships, they fuck with the other sex, mm-hmm. right? So it's like, oh, I've only been in relationships with women, but in between times, like I've fucked with men here and there, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. You can really put a label on that. I mean, at this point, there's so many labels out there. Just like pick one and stick with it, or
yeah. Whatever. Well, my thing is like, why even address that? Like, why do you only get into relationships with one sex, but in between you get into messing situations with another sex? Like, just say you like everything.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean. Like, you don't have to put a label on that.
Yeah, you like everything. You just like anything with sex. I can't fuck a woman anymore. I did that a long time ago. Ellen said, my name's Jason. Suck, suck, suck. Ellen, don't tell me my business.
That's how he introduces himself. Hi, I'm Jason.
I'll suck your dick. Yeah, I'm a hoe. Okay, I do admit, I'm a hoe. I'm friendly. I'm not a hoe. I'm just friendly, and I like boys.
Well, then my question is, okay, so we talk about, you know, messing with people and if it's opposite sex. So if you're someone who is sexually fluid, is that what the word is?
Fluid, yes. Good one.
If you decide to settle down with someone, if they're of the same sex, are you expecting down the line to have an interaction with your partner and someone of an opposite sex? So you get that both. Ooh. To keep it hot, to keep it fresh?
Option? Sure. If it doesn't fuck
yes,
with the relationship.
Freddy?
Freddy's like, yes.
I'm not sure I can have that agreement just based on like my whatever. But like... there's definitely open relationships out there, right? There's like queer yep. relationships mm-hmm. and then they go off and have heterosexual situations and like are able to hold both.
Yeah. Paula, have you done a threesome before with your man and some other girl?
Yes. Yes, Paula.
Whoa.
Oh, he's right there.
Okay. I mean, that can never be me, but yes, I empower it.
Are you going to do that?
No, man, I'm selfish. You want me and only me. If you want somebody else, keep that to yourself. Don't do that. Like
I'm open. I'm open for it. I don't care about it. Larry, would you eat another girl's pussy?
You can tell people what to do. I'd be bossy in the bedroom.
I can see that. Hey, Larry, eat some pussy, girl. Bossy,
so. I have it, but I've thought about it. Like,
yes.
Everybody's got it.
I'm afraid.
I mean, to be like completely candid, it's the... I can't watch straight porn. I prefer lesbian porn. So.
Oh.
Really?
I love it.
Larry. I remember that time when we were in Castro, you're making out with.
What?
Bitch, wait a minute.
What happened?
Hello, honey. Is this something you didn't tell me in Chicago, motherfucker? Bitch.
A long time ago. It was like when she first moved out here. Like
but that said person, like, took control. And I just went with it.
And you just went with it?
See, like, that dominant energy then.
I'll never forget that.
Julia, do you do threesomes with your man? She's not there. She's not there no more.
Bitch, we have.
Oh, she goes.
Like, is she clicking?
Julia.
On? What?
Do you do threesomes with your man?
Fuck no.
Julia, I'm with you.
It'd be another guy because I ain't sharing no bitch. I'm not about that.
You're like, you don't want another bitch on your man's dick, basically.
No, but I mean, if it was another guy, fuck it.
Oh!
No, I had an ex-boyfriend, awful ex-boyfriend. Had an ex-boyfriend one time. Threesomes came up in a conversation. It just came up. And I was like, yeah, with another guy. Sure, let's do it. I was like, no, I don't want to share you another woman. What the fuck? No. And he was like, oh my God, you're just, what's the word?
A prude.
What did he say?
A prude? Like,
close-minded.
Okay.
Like, blah, 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 blah. Close-minded. And I was like, fine. You know what? Yeah. Let's have a threesome. Let's find another guy. Fuck it. Let's go. And he was like, are you kidding me? That's gay. I'm not going to do that.
See what I mean?
Close-minded now.
Who said that standard. You need to touch them? You might want one in the front and one in the back. You ain't got to touch it all.
Thank you. Ain't never got to touch each other. Right?
Now, your man, Julia, tell him I said what's up.
Jason, chill out.
Bitch is right there. Oh, my God.
Oh, this tall, sexy ass. He's tall. He's sickening, too. He's tall. Okay. So, yeah, because I was just curious about this because there's always a double standard when it comes to men versus women. Women, it's okay. Y'all can dibble down. Brandy said sometimes.
Brandita, girl, sometimes, stop bitch. It.
It's all the time because men. That's why a lot of men are scared to come out as bisexual or come
Brandy
out as.
Brandy lucky to get like some whenever she gets.
Girl, right? Brandy ain't got no dick in like her pussy in like 6 months.
No. She just has some
let's
just
clear,
recently.
Brandy,
so finally,
if we redid lockdown and you were the head lesbian girl, if that was a man's role, they would have automatically assumed that he was gay because he was doing it.
Yep. Shit, my mom had to ask me. So what the fuck are you talking about?
That's because you already look like a lesbian.
I know.
You do look like a lesbian.
You do.
Go.
Yeah. Okay. I forgot what the fuck y'all went to.
Thank you. You're next.
Okay, bye, lesbian.
Bye, lesbian. Brady.
No, talk about dick. I can get dick if I choose to get dick. I just don't want no motherfucking dick at the present time, you bitch.
That's what bitches say. We ain't getting no dick. They say that.
It ain't hard.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and close this episode out. Thank you guys
it's
for your opinions on this
some
wonderful
than
episode.
Others.
This episode was interesting, bitch.
Thank you, Freddie. Yes, bitch. You said, honey, clap it up.
Yes,
bitches
Freddy
went
girl.
In. Bitches had opinions about non-opinions. Bitches
yes,
had.
Honey.
People were being passive-aggressive. People are doing some major-ass shit, girl.
But I think that overall that we have come to a common place and understanding.
I don't think
and
we
that's
do.
What I... Oh.
I don't think anything was solved from that conversation. Because guess what? Because we're going to keep on doing what we're going to do, and she going to keep on thinking what she going to think.
Well, you know what? I'm just hoping that maybe...
To my idea, still, like, what the fuck was the whole point of this?
Well, try to uplift the community and put us, like, on a better plateau. You know, that's what I'm hoping. You know what
I hope
saying?
So, too.
I mean, with all the opinions that we have, that maybe it would help us all grow individually and as a group, and that, you know, maybe we could be better than what... The fuck we've been in.
Yeah. That's
you
the whole point of it.
So that's what I'm hoping. So I know people clicked off early, so I hope that maybe they clicked off with that in mind that, you know, we are hopefully in a better place because we did talk about shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We did put it out there. Yeah. And there's people that we have talked about on this podcast that have not addressed us.
No.
So with that being said, fuck you and fuck your life. Okay? So...
Look at Larry. Larry's like, ooh.
Fuck you and fuck your life, and I hope you're safe from Corona anyway. We can eat at the same table, but I don't want you to eat at mine.
Yeah.
All right? So with that being said.
Like you said, like, you do you, I just ain't fucking with you.
Yes. I'm do you, I just ain't fucking with you. And you know who you are. Full of shit. Here we go.
well, maybe you guys should go take
with
a class.
That being said, bitch,
class
with
who?
Class, bitch.
You guys should go take a class.
Offer a class that's worth taking. Here we go. With that being said.
I'm going to Daniel's class.
I'm going to Freddie's workout and strengthen my body and be cute, bitch. And then I'm going to go take Daniel's class. No, but I can't take his class. This shit be at the same time as mine. Yeah. Bitch, you're going to have to change yours, bitch. Okay?
Obviously, she opened her
you
doors.
Interrupted with my shit. Although my shit's still popping, but bitch, you better change yours, girl.
And we can take Julia's class too.
Oh yeah, Julia, bitch, I wear some heels in
Julia's
class.
Class. If you got heels, put the bitches on. Honey, red bottoms, no bottoms, bitch. Hello.
Go, Julia. She ain't saying nothing. You okay, Julia? You okay?
Yeah, so Ellen, I miss your dessert. I miss your motherfucking ham and shit.
Yes, Ellen. Bacon.
Oh my God, I miss that shit like fuck. The ham one.
Yeah,
the ham. What is them?
I don't know, girl.
Bitch, I'm a ham biscuits. Food. We call it, bitch. I don't know.
Paula, I miss your face. I miss
know,
your.
No, Paula.
I miss your sexy Paula. Man.
Look. I can't wait to dance together.
Bitch, I can't wait for this shit to be done either. Fuck you know what I'm saying?
Coronavirus bullshit. Well, wash your hands,
wash your mouth, wash your pussy. With Bella being right there. Yes.
No, she need to wash it too. You know, we okay. all need to.
Yes.
Her no-no zone.
Okay.
There was no lie there. Oh my God.
I love you guys. Is there any last rants anybody wants to express before we log off?
Daniel, go ahead with your unorganized ass. Go, Daniel.
Before we go, let's all just say the first letter of someone who shouldn't be teaching. Just the first letter.
Daniel, why are you trying to start shit, girl? Alice, stop starting shit.
What's her name?
Hey. Kim Batiste. Kim Batiste.
That's the whole reason why this podcast was brought up anyway.
Yeah, okay.
I really agree with Daniel.
Even talking about Amy to begin with, she just got brought. Someone DM'd you guys about her. I don't even think we were even talking about her to begin with.
No, we weren't. Someone brought it to our attention. I was like, "What is this attention?"
Thank
Nothing.
You, Daniel.
Zip zero.
Thank you, Daniel.
Yeah.
So I'll start.
Go, Daniel. You shit talker. See, that bitch gets into trouble. That's why Violet don't like us, because of your dumbass, bitch. We didn't even say her name, but Daniel's like, nah, I can't fuck with Violet with me. Gets you got in trouble. Me and Alan.
Okay, bye, you guys. Bye. Oh, my okay, God. Bye. Y'all a mess. We but all I a mess.
La, 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 la.
Let's peace out.
Okay. But we're not done on the Zoom, but we're done on the podcast.
This is a motherfucking mess.
Good night, you guys. Bye. Say bye.
Bye, y'all.